reversal in Washington. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A proposed ban on menthol cigarettes on hold again. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says more time is needed and that there are more conversations to have.
The rule was championed by anti-smoking advocates but posed potential backlash from black voters. According to the FDA, about 11% of adults smoke, evenly divided between white and black Americans. But about 80% of black smokers smoke menthol, which the FDA says mask the harshness of smoking and makes it harder to quit.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Other cigarette flavors have been banned in the U.S. since 2009. The NAACP has urged states to ban menthol cigarettes, calling it a public health and racial justice issue. A bank manager takes the stand at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. He'll be the third witness following a former Trump Organization assistant who had less than an hour of questions. Earlier, former tabloid publisher David Pecker finished 4 days of testimony about payments to kill potentially damaging stories during the 2016 campaign. The former president denies falsifying business records and what prosecutors say was an election-related conspiracy. Multiple college campuses on edge as more than a week of pro-Palestinian protests continue. Fox's Griff Jenkins at George Washington University.
The encampment that was supposed to be cleared out by 7 o'clock last night, the students defied it, and now they remain here with no plans, we are learning from the authorities, to move them. But there are a handful of Jewish students here that feel threatened by the rhetoric they hear from the crowd, the River to the Sea chant. It's unclear exactly what's going to happen with this crowd. The street here near the university has been shut down by the police. The police standing by.
At Emory in Atlanta, most classes held remotely today after 28 arrests yesterday. The Dow up 153 at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A British man linked to a Russian mercenary group is charged with plotting an attack on a London business.
Prosecutors in the UK say Dylan Earle is charged with conducting hostile activity to benefit Russia. The 20-year-old is accused of organizing and paying others to burn down two Ukrainian-linked industrial properties in East London last month. According to officials, he's connected to Russia's Wagner mercenary group, which has been dubbed a terrorist organization by the British government. It took 60 firefighters to battle the blazes. The London Fire Brigade sharing photos of the damage to the properties. Earle is the first person to be charged under the UK's National Security Act of 2023. Four others face charges in connection to the case. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Maine's governor signs new gun laws 6 months after an Army reservist killed 18 people, injuring 13 more in Lewiston. Fellow reservists had raised concern about erratic behavior. The package signed by Democratic Governor Janet Mills includes changes to Maine's yellow flag law aimed at streamlining the process of removing guns from someone with mental health concerns. New laws also include expanded background checks for private sales of weapons advertised on sites, including Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. Another hotter-than-expected reading on inflation, this time in the Fed's favored gauge.
Prices rose more than expected on an annual basis last month. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index and inflation reading rose 2.7% for the year ending in March, up 2.8% for the year excluding food and energy. The monthly increases were in line with expectations, up 0.3%, which matches the previous month. Also, Americans were making a little more last month. Incomes rose 0.5%. Spending was up 0.8%.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Again, the Dow gains 153. The S&P up more than 1%. The NASDAQ soaring more than 300 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.